Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast on this lovely snowy day here in the Boston area. You know, I never get sick of watching it snow. I was born and raised in New England, lived here for most of my life, brief stint in the Philadelphia area. And you know, Philadelphia, for those of you who live there, like it snows, but like, it's mostly like slush, like icky slush. So I missed like the snow. And so being back here, in the Boston area in New England in February, yep, it's snowing. It's awesome. I love it. So welcome to another episode. And again, I'm Jen Bunk, CEO of the PeopleStack. And actually, a quick update there in terms of the leadership structure here for those of you who have been following us for a while and those of you who know Rob, my husband, who we used to call COO, he is now my co-CEO. And so we are 100% partnership. We are 50-50 partners now. And it's so freaking exciting to have the love of my life, my best friend, as my 50-50 business partner. It's kind of what we've been doing anyway, but we're declaring it now that it's no longer like, you know, I am the 100% decision maker and I am in charge of every decision in the business. That's actually not ever what I wanted. I wanted to be, 50-50 partners, 100% partnership between the two of us. And it's amazing to be able to do that. I'm co-CEO in PeopleStack with Rob. So anyway, the topic of the week, with that housekeeping aside, the topic of the week is essentially your career as a combination lock. Started talking about that on the last episode. I'm going to build upon it on this episode by, like I usually do, let's take a look at it from a slightly different perspective so that you can really, really, really get it. So you can really grok it, really, truly understand it first. That's the first step, the intellectual understanding. But then what we want you to do is we want you to embody it. We want you to feel it. We want you to live it. And that's what my aim is, what my goal is for you in these podcasts, is by sharing stories, sharing shifts, strategic shifts, mindset shifts, identity shifts, so that you can truly grok, so that you can truly embody and truly feel these shifts and not just understand them. Because if you just understand them, you're most likely not going to apply them. And the way to actually win is to apply them and take action. So the topic of the week is your career as a combination lock. Quick recap, and then we'll move forward. So this is why your career is like a combination lock. So if I handed you a combination lock, one of those old school locks, maybe like when you opened up your locker in high school, and you were like, okay, give me the steps to opening it. I'd be like, okay, first turn to the right to the first number. Then turn to the left past the first number to the second number. Then turn to the right again to the third number and open it. You're like, okay, great. Thank you. Those are the steps. Tell me the numbers. And I say, uh-uh. That's for you to figure out. That's your secret combination. Only you know what that is. Your career is the same way. I can give you the steps. Getting clarity, getting absolute clarity on what your mission is, making sure that you build your excellence as a leader, making sure that you evangelize your excellence as a leader, and then making sure that you negotiate for that hell yes position and then celebrating. Those are the steps. So then it's like, okay, cool. I get it. That makes sense. Tell me how exactly. Tell me how I implement those steps and apply those steps in my career. Ah, no, that's for you to figure out. And let me be clear here. It's very, 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 very hard to figure them out without help, without someone to guide you, without an expert to guide you past your own blind spots in the chaos that is your career and your life right now. Somebody to help show you how to turn on those fog lights. Somebody to help show you navigate the really, really choppy waters and heavy winds. Heavy winds, which lead to heavy winds, big winds. It's very, very hard to find it on your own. So we as coaches are there to guide you, but ultimately it's you who say, holy cow, this is it. That's the breakthrough moment. That's the aha, holy shit, I know what it is now moment. We've all experienced them in our lives. We've all experienced these breakthroughs. In order to get to the next level in your career, you're going to need to have a series of breakthroughs. And that's what we help our clients to do. We don't have them for them. We guide them in the direction, and then it's, holy shit, that's what it is. And so ultimately, the message here, the shift within the shift that I'd love for you to make, to first get it intellectually, but then to feel it and embody it and apply it, is that the only thing in the way of your career advancement is you. Let me say that again. The only thing in the way of your career advancement is you. There's not some lock. It's not the lock that's actually in the way of unlocking the lock or of unlocking your career potential. It's not actually the lock. You know the steps, you just don't know the numbers, the codes, the actual details, the breakthrough to get there. So people talk about things being in the way all the time. And we talk about this with potential clients and new clients all the time. Like, what's in your way? What's stopping you? If there was something in your way of career advancement, what would it be? And it's completely normal and it's completely human to start out on this journey saying something like, well, it's my boss who's in the way. He won't give me a promotion. It's the job market that's in the way. It's too damn tough right now. It's ageism or sexism or any ism that's in the way. People won't give me a second look because I'm too old, too female, too brown, whatever it is. I'm on an H-1B visa. It's just going to be way too hard. That's what's in the way. Or it's my colleagues who are in the way. You know, they're the ones who are brown nosing and they're, you know, playing this game on unfair mode and they're in the way of me getting advancement or me landing that next job. And that's really common to start there because that's what you're perceiving. That's your world right now. So it's, yes, start there. But then where I want you to move to is those aren't actually what's in the way. Because if those were actually what's in the way, you'd be screwed because you can't change those circumstances. You can't change the fact that your boss is an asshole or an ineffectual huggy bear who doesn't know how to advocate for you. You can't change the fact that the job market is the way that it is right now because of COVID, because of lots of different things. We can't change, at least right now in a moment, snap our fingers and get rid of sexism or racism or ageism or any of the other isms that exist. Are we working on changing that? And has there been progress? Yes. But does it still exist? Yes. And it also doesn't mean to ignore it, right? We do our best to make the changes that we want to in culture, in society, absolutely. But when it comes to advancing in your career and making a bigger impact so that you can help others, if those are the things that are really in your way, your visa situation, how many letters you have after your name, whether or not you have a degree or certifications, and whether or not that matters to people and that maybe it does matter to some people, those are not things that you actually have control over. You don't have control over these things. So if you try to control the uncontrollable, I'm sure you've all tried to do that before. You try to control the uncontrollable and it's chaos. It leads to burnout. It leads to pain and frustration and anger and apathy and sadness. And that's not where we want you. We want you to focus on the things that you can control. And ultimately, while there's a lot in this life that you cannot control, there's a lot in this life that you can. In a word, what can you control? You. So while it may be a tough pill to swallow to take a look in the mirror and say, I'm the one in the way of my own career advancement. And then when you truly embody this, not just get it, not just, yeah, I've heard this before. So cliche, move on. It's not cliche. Because if you're hearing it as cliche, you're not truly hearing it and embodying it. You are the only one in the way. You are what's in the way of your own career advancement. And when you truly get that, a rush of thoughts and feelings starts to come at you, maybe quickly, maybe slowly, where it's like, oh, wow, I created this. I created this career. I created these paychecks. I created the state that I'm in my career right now. And when that happens, I don't want you to play the blame and shame game. We don't play that here. We don't play that here. There's no room for shame. There's no room for blame. There's no room for, I'm not good enough. I can't do it. Why don't I just give up? Because you're not here to give up. You're here to fight. So call forth that warrior, draw a line in the sand and say, okay, thank you for all of these learnings. Thank you for my life before it. Thank you for these gifts and these challenges. I'm going to draw a line in the sand and realize that I am master and commander of my career right now. Right now, I've realized, holy shit, I am master and commander of my career. Let's do this. Let's do this. So that's the shift that I encourage you to make. And what I thought I'd share just for a bit is some of the shifts that I've made in building this million-dollar business. Because trust me, no one who has built a million-dollar, multi-million-dollar business has done it without having massive breakthroughs, a ton of them. And I promise you, I've had a ton of breakthroughs on this journey toward building a million-dollar business and beyond. And I want to share three of them with you because these are relevant to leadership. These are relevant whether you're trying to build a million-dollar business and beyond or whether you want to build your dream career, command a premium salary of at least 200K a year and do that while having Zen-like work-life balance. So I thought I'd give you some examples of what I mean. Those holy shit moments for me. And look, again, full disclaimer here. I'm not giving these to you as the recipe or the prescription for your career. These were my prescription, and I found them out on my own with the help of coaches. We got a team of coaches. We invest over $100,000 a year, Rob and I, in coaches for us so that we can continue to have these breakthroughs because the breakthroughs are priceless. They're priceless. So I'm sharing these as an example by way of example so that you can understand and even more fully grok what I'm talking about here. But at the end of the day, you need to figure out what your shifts are, what the breakthroughs are for you. And the only way to do that is to take action and to go on that journey and to have an expert to guide you so that you can do it in a responsible way, in a fun way, in a way that's actually going to lead you in the right direction. But just as an example of what these look like and feel like, one of the shifts that I made early on when I was the sole CEO, and really it was just me. It was the Gen Show. The People Stack, literally. I know some of you see the People Stack podcast as the Gen Show. Heads up, Rob's going to be doing some of these as well, so you can look forward to that. Quick programming note / get excited about it. But anyway, the whole business used to be the Gen Show. It used to be me doing everything, wearing all the hats. And as I shifted from that to bringing people on to help, bringing a team on to help, including bringing Rob on to help, the shift that I made is that leadership is extreme ownership. Leadership is extreme ownership. And this came about through coaching, through reading the Jocko Willink book, Extreme Ownership. And it was like, holy shit. even though there are some things in my business that may not be my direct responsibility or I may not be directly accountable for, being a leader means taking full and complete ownership for everything that happens in this business and in my life. So if my team isn't performing, if my VA isn't doing the things that I wanted her to be doing, if Rob wasn't doing the things that I wanted him to be doing and wasn't getting the outcomes that we had set for him, that yes, I want to see my VA, I want to see Rob as a leader take extreme ownership, but I take extreme ownership as well. In other words, I'm not just going to let that slide by. I'm going to do everything that I can to build this business and to make it thrive and to serve our clients in the highest way. Your career is the same way. You as a leader is the same way. Take extreme ownership of your career. Take extreme ownership of how you lead. Take extreme ownership of how you live your life. Because at the end of the day, you are the only cause in your universe. It's all up to you. Everything that is surrounding you right now, everything that is your current reality, you created it. Take ownership of it. And that's very, very freeing. It was very, very freeing for me because ultimately I have, and we all really to some degree have a very high need for control, have a very high need for certainty. It's a basic human need. And so if we don't take extreme ownership and control, not in a grippy way, but in a here's what I'm going to do to create this outcome kind of a way. That's the way to do it. If we don't do that, then we're just going to feel, you know, completely powerless and useless and hopeless. So leadership is extreme ownership. Take extreme ownership. The second shift, another shift, and it wasn't necessarily in this order. It was three shifts that I made that will be helpful to you and you can apply them to your career and also really grok this idea of you are the one who's in the way. You are the one that's in the way. So the second one is that success and fulfillment is up to me and I define it. Success and fulfillment is up to me and I define it. Your success in your career, your success in your life, your fulfillment in your career and in your life is wholly and solely up to you. If you're not successful in your career up until this point, then you take a look at it and you say, how can I change it? How can I change it? Not hope and pray that other people will change or that a job will land in my lap or that my boss will finally give me that raise or promotion. No. What can I do? Because success and fulfillment are up to me. Your success and fulfillment are up to you. And you get to define what success and fulfillment look like. So a lot of people say, well, yes, well, I'd love to be a senior director or a VP and level up in leadership, but no, not for me, because I'm not going to be working 80-hour weeks. Guess what's showing up there? What's showing up there is the belief that you can't be a senior leader without working 80-hour weeks. What if you could? What if you could define your own success and fulfillment? What if success and fulfillment for you means becoming VP while you work 30-hour weeks? Go for it. That's what many of our clients have done, have been able to achieve because they defined it. Not anybody else. Not anybody else. You define it. And last but not least, you get what you focus on. There have been a couple of times in this business that I was so worried and so focused on losing money that that's what we kept doing. We lost money. And more than once, the bank accounts went to zero and beyond negative, and we built it back up. And those were huge, those were pivotal moments to me because I realized that I created that. I was so focused, so worried, about the potential for losing money, that's what I created. And so be careful what you focus on, because if you focus on, it's not possible. If you focus on, I'm not enough. If you focused on the fact that you're drastically underpaid, if you focus on the fact that you're drastically underrecognized, if you keep focusing on the fact that it's not going to work and there's no way that it's going to work, that's what you're going to keep creating. It's not going to work, and you're going to keep being overwhelmed, underpaid, underrecognized. The only way to create a new reality and to create new outcomes in your career and in your life is to focus on what you want more than what you don't want. It's important to shine a light on what's not working, because otherwise we're sticking our head in the sand, and we don't want you doing that. Is that what we're advocating for? We want you to take a hard look, a real hard look, at the reality of the situation. Touch it for a moment so that you see the reality of it, so that you see the reality that you are drastically underpaid for what you do, that you are drastically overworked, and this is not sustainable, that you are drastically underrecognized and you deserve more. Touch it for a moment, realize the reality, and then fix it. Because ultimately, you are the only one in the way of your own career advancement. So what's next? What's next indeed? You can intellectualize this. Yep, I get it. Cool. What's next? Time to make lunch. Cool. What's next? Got to go to a meeting. Cool. What's next? Can't wait for the next episode. This is great stuff. And that's your prerogative. That's your choice. I'm not here to convince or argue that that's the right way or the wrong way. It's your way. You get to build your career. You get to seek help or not in exactly the ways that feel great to you. So that's an option. The other option, and what I want you to focus on, is what you want. We've touched for a moment and you've realized the burning building that is your career right now, that you're stuck, that it needs fixing. You've touched it. Now, what's possible in the future? What do you want to create in the future for your career? Yes, more money, bigger paychecks, because it reflects the value that you're adding. You want more recognition because you deserve it and you work hard and you're badass at this and you've worked for too long, for too hard to not hear that you're badass at this. So you deserve that. And you deserve to live the life that you want in the way that you want. Your way right away. It's the Burger King of careers. Not sponsored by Burger King. Create your career your way right away. Create your life your way right away. A life full of joy and peace and gratitude and freedom. The freedom to choose what's next, because you are the only thing that's in the way. And if that's true, and it is, then you are the key to unlocking your dream career. Your dream career, your dream life. Marvel at that for a moment. Feel that for a moment. And then choose whether or not you just want to let this pass by, or if that's the outcome you want to create. Because if that's the outcome you want to create, it's time to take action. It's time to say, what's next? What's next indeed? How do I get help? How do I learn the systems? How do I learn the strategies? How do I get the world-class support from world-class coaches who have been there and done that, to be part of a community of other tech managers who are just as committed as I am? They may say they're more committed, but oh, I'm more committed, and it's a friendly competition. To be surrounded by people who get you and who got you and who want nothing but your complete and utter success and fulfillment. If that's what you want, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Go to that page, pick your time zone, enter your name, your email, pick a time that works for you. It'll be on your calendar. It'll be on my team's calendar. And on that call, it'll be a Zoom session, audio only, so that you can focus 100% on each other and not be distracted by what's going on in the environment. You're going to have a conversation about what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, we're going to tell you. We're going to show you how. We're going to give you a custom tailored plan to building your dream career, to getting unstuck, to having those personal breakthroughs, tons of them, that are going to unlock your potential and that are going to help you to build your dream career. It's a custom tailored plan. We'll talk about all the details of what it would look like to work together. And if we're not 100% confident, this happens 20% of the time or so, it just means you're not ready yet. That you've chosen the longer path, and that's okay too. We're going to give you, again, a custom tailored action plan so that you can do this at your own pace and come back when you're ready. That's how it works. That's how it works. Show up coachable, show up ready to get to the truth about what it's going to take to build your dream career. Because trust me, it's not easy. We make it simple. We make it straightforward. I'm the queen of turning chaos into order. So we got your back on this. We can make it simple. We can make it straightforward, but it's not easy, because if it were easy, you wouldn't have those breakthroughs. If building $1 million business and beyond were easy, I would not have had these breakthroughs. There were a ton of challenges, a ton of sleepless nights, a ton of tears, a ton of pain, but good pain, growing pains that led me to those breakthroughs and many, many more. And it's going to be the same thing for you and your career. And you do not want to do that on your own. You do not. You want to have people. You want to be in our circle of love. Because at the end of the day, while it's hard, we can make it fun. We can make it fulfilling. We can make every day feel like a win, even though external reality is trying to shout at you that you're losing. That's the journey. That's the journey that we take our clients on. And if you're ready to do that and become our next testimonial, book a call with us. ThePeopleStack.com/book. You are the only thing in the way of your career advancement. Let that sink in. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.